Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel. And with the third pick, I made the
earth sick. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Third Pick Podcast, man. As usual, it is your boy, Scott Mariano. Man, you know you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at BarberChairScott. Mariano, let me know where they can follow you at.
Yo, man, you already know what it is, man. At Mariano on Twitter, two N's, two O's. I know it's tax season and shit, man, but I still might tell your aunt no if she asked me for money. I don't know. It just depends. Depending on how she acts.
Depending on how she acts.
Yeah, because it's still cold outside. You know, cold weather, man, be, you know, invoking some wild feelings. So we'll see how it go.
We'll see how it go.
Yeah, you know, at Mariano Bibbins on Instagram. That's about it, man.
Man, we got, I think, our first guest on the pod. You know, this is you got to feel good about this one, man. Yep. We got the homie here. We got the homie Keese, man. Keese, what's going on, bro? How you feeling? Y'all who don't follow me on Instagram, y'all know this nigga hawks me down whenever he wants to get on. Since he's the homie, I actually respond. If the rest of you niggas try that shit, you're not getting a response. So, Keese, man, how's it going, bro?
Man, it's going good, man. I'm gonna throw a slight intro in here. All the girls that like cheeseburgers that sit in the third row and got the cheeseburger in their left hand, just wave it up high and yell high cholesterol. I'm good, man. It just dropped about want to say 7 to 8 inches of snow. Oof. Here in Chicago, so it's a little bleak right now. But other than that, man, yeah. Other than that, I'm blessed, man. You know, I peed on the seat. In 2 years, things is going pretty good, man. You can follow me at Sean Keese, Instagram, Twitter. I don't really Twitter that much unless I'm watching something meaningful to me. But that's where you can find me at, man. I do a bunch of shit. So, you know, you cruise the page if you want to. If not, fuck you. So it's all good.
That's the perfect way to start this, man. Anybody who listens to anything on this network, we are not politically correct. We say what the fuck we want, and that's the best thing about the barbershop, man. Let's get into it now. Keese, man, you have the pleasure of working with the Bulls, man. You know, I told everybody on my IG they were getting court access. If anybody who see the on-court access for games, it's because of this guy right here, man. He gets to see all, you know, the things that's going on, man. So let's just get into it. So how long have you been working with the Bulls, and more specifically, what has it been like being a front row with this team? Because the first time we actually met, I think we've known each other probably almost like a decade now. I think it's like 2013 was the first time we met. Shout out to the homie J.R. Bang. We met it. For those of you who remember, we had this album called The Syndicate, like in 2013.
That shit was hard, bro.
It was a little compilation mixtape we did, and we had like a release party downtown Chicago. It was like a rooftop release party. It was summer. It was hot as fuck. Me and Pav got drunk to a level I can't explain. That night ended with us both. We were so drunk, me and Pav both ordered a Crave case from White Castle. Now, granted, I was 23. Yeah, I was 23. And I could actually, we had Crave case each, nigga. That's how smacky was. So I met Keese that day, and you know, Keese actually got me tickets to my second Bulls playoff game, the triple overtime game between the Nets and the Bulls, where Nate Robinson got off.
Is that the one with Joe Johnson and Nate was going back and forth?
Yeah,
that one?
Yeah, the triple overtime joint, man. Yeah, man.
That was so big.
Keese hooked me up with that. I got like a call, like maybe like a couple hours before the game. He's like, "You want to go to the game?" I'm like, "Nigga, hell yeah!" It's like, and not only that, nigga, I was in the box, nigga. He hooked your boy up. I was in the box. You know what I'm saying? Had the night. That's the first time I met Scoop Jackson too, so it was all good. So
Scoop. Scoop be in there a lot.
One of the coolest guys I ever met, man. So Keith's been down for a minute since. So what's it been like being front row watching this team and this kind of like rejuvenation season that the team is having?
It's kind of like the first season of Wire. You skip the second season, and then you go straight to three and four.
Okay.
it's just like that, man. Just seeing the growth and development, and just seeing like players interacting with players, seeing how the organization has changed over the years. It's been a whirlwind. It's been highs and lows, man. Just like with anything in life, you know, that you're part of or you're dealing with, it's been highs and lows. And I give you a story.
Okay.
When I knew a change was getting ready to come, this was right before All-Star break.
Okay.
So it was the season ticket holder. She used to call me grandson because she had season tickets since Artis Gilmore was there.
Woo!
Damn.
So she day one.
And she talked a lot of shit. Her name is Cookie. I haven't seen her at any other games because she said she was going to cancel her shit. And I'm going to tell you why. So me and her was real tight. I would always go up there and talk to her, give her some shirts. I'd sit up there with her for like 10 minutes and just talk the shit, shoot the shit with her. She'd tell me exactly what's going on with the team, what they need, who they need to get rid of. And then she'd talk shit about PAX. So.
Which is always good.
Yeah. So it was the last home game. We didn't go to the playoffs. And she had been telling them all season. She like, yo, I'm not renewing my season tickets. Y'all motherfuckers stink. Right? So I'm talking to her. We right on the stairs. Everybody on the court taking pictures. And, you know, one of the representatives from the office, they come down, was like, yeah, you know, Cookie, you know, we don't want you to cancel your season tickets. So they come down with a whole bunch of memorabilia. And then they give her some shoes. And I knew she was fit to go off when I seen the signature on that motherfucker. They gave us some Hyper Dunks signed by Paul Zipster. I'm like,
geez. Oh, no. No.
Trying to keep her. Gave her some autographed Hyper Dunks signed by Zipster, G. She's fucking out of here, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
that was
for
it.
Real.
Right there. Yeah.
That was it. I'm like, y'all just buried yourself. So it was like that year. Right before All-Star break. I mean, the All-Star game came here to Chicago.
That's 2020.
Yeah. So I'm like, some shit about to change. And then you could just kind of like see like the inner workings. You start seeing new people in and out the building from up top. I'm like, oh yeah, some shit about
people
to
you ain't used to seeing. Yeah.
I ain't never seen. So I'm just like, okay, some shit about to pop off. And then when All-Star break came, and I was like perusing through there a little bit, but it was like so much shit going on. People was fucking up shit in there. I was like, okay, I'm gonna just fall back. I'm gonna just take my ass home. But you could just feel like, you just feel the energy. And then when they was up there talking to Zach, you know, on first take, I was like, yeah, that shit. I'm like, yeah, this shit coming.
And we've mentioned that on this podcast many times.
Yeah.
Like I told Mariano, it was just something in the vibe that weekend. Like, it just felt different. And I was
even when we previewed it, it was like, yo, like, this is
a change.
It's going to be good. Air. Yeah. And then afterwards, it was like, damn, dog, seeing all the people that just kind of like was giving Chicago its credit on the basketball side, aside from just like, yeah, it's a great city, but look at the energy surrounding basketball related shit. We need to put a relevant product on the court now because it's like the market is there. The people are there.
Yeah. So like this season. So what has it been like this year? Like as far as like, you know, you've been seeing, I know every time you see me on the DeMar Kobe watch, it was one of my favorite things that you tagged me in to see. That nigga's got the best Kobe collection like
the
of
best,
all fucking time, bro.
and he mad cool, G. But this season, you know how like when the Bulls was bad and you know, like yesterday they played Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't usually be like a whole lot of people there.
Yeah.
Man, that bitch was packed yesterday. You hear me?
Yeah.
That motherfucker was packed. The energy is like, it's totally different. Like they're just waiting on something to happen. Like, another thing, Ayo don't smile, bro.
Yeah, he'll kill him.
Ayo, that motherfucker do not smile, bro.
I feel like young Chicago,
one time.
Young Chicago niggas don't smile. Like, we're the last generation of niggas who actually crack a smile every now and then. Young Chicago niggas don't smile.
He just go out there and hoop, and go back to the locker room. He don't really interact with motherfuckers too tough. Like, none of that. He don't smile. He go hoop, and then he gone, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I would definitely say that the vibes are back. I went to the Utah Jazz game, like, early in the season. It was like Halloween weekend I went to. And I was just like, man, it ain't felt like this in a while. Like, the game I went to before that was 3 years ago. It was 2018. It was D-Wade's last game in Chicago. Like, it was his retirement season. And remember how D-Wade was passing jerseys around to everybody he met? It was so bad, he gave his jersey to Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Not even a player on the team. He gave his jersey to Khalil Mack. Yeah. It was that fucking bad. Then he beat us by like, he beat us by like 30. And the loudest applause all night was when Khalil Mack got shown on the fucking big screen. Like, it was bad. And so now to see people caring about the team, against packing out a night against the fucking Magic in a snowstorm at that too.
Exactly.
The vibes are back, man. So, Mariano, I'm going to get to you for the first question, man. Of course, the Bulls came off a win. We predicted – well, you picked them – did you pick them to win against San Antonio?
I picked them niggas to win against the Spurs. Yeah, I picked them niggas to go 3-0.
Yeah, so I got it spot on. I smelled that Spurs loss a mile away.
You definitely did.
Now, all these games have been shootouts. So, my question to you, Mariano, to kick it off is – can the Bulls keep this pace up? Let's just say I do expect a deal to be made in the next 9 days to, like, help defensively. But let's just deal with the roster we have now. Do you think this scoring pace, they can keep up for the next 2 months? Because the six seeds are separated by two games. If you have a bad week, you're looking at a play-in.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, here's the thing. First and foremost, when you look at the win and loss column only, and you don't watch the games or you don't like see like the habits and shit like that, it's easy to look at a team and think they're doing better than what they actually are. So I feel like the Bulls maybe could get into these games where they just going back and forth scoring, they can outscore you. But I think that'll end up leaving us with bad habits going into the playoffs, and it might end up in the early exit. So, like, yes, they can score with anybody, you know what I'm saying, when they give a fuck, because like we talked about before, there was a couple games there where they just didn't care. You're getting beat by 30 and 40 points. That's just no effort. It's not about talent. It's about no effort. So they could get into these scoring back and forth games. I would rather them not, because I would want, like, right now, this is February. This is like what we talked about a couple months ago. This is kind of like, let's get into playoff basketball mode. So I want them to kind of start keep hanging their hats on defense. Let's get smart shots. It's not about, you know, taking threes with 16 seconds on the clock unless you just wide smoking open. Then take it. But I would rather them not do it. Sure, they could. And we could end with a great record, but it would be misleading going into the playoffs because we probably take a lot of bad habits with us. So yes, they could. No, I don't think they should.
Keith, what you think about that?
Well, just watching them, G, like, even throughout when they had like a lot of people missing, the Bulls, they know they're good. They know they're good, but they just not like, they're not experienced. I mean, DeMar's the only one with experience, but everybody else, they know they're good, and they're relying on DeMar to, like, lead the way, and they're relying on his experience. So if he have an off night, the rest of the team is going to follow. Yeah. Like, that's pretty much, like, what it is. But they know they're good, but I don't think they got enough skin in the game yet, because the team is still pretty brand new. You only got one person left over, two people, like Zach and Kobe, left over from the past teams. But it's like Mariano said, I don't want them to go into the bad habits.
Yeah.
Because it's still a new team. So they don't know what to expect once you get in them dog days of like April. And then that first round, they don't know who to expect. And how it's looking, like, if Harden and Durant don't come back at a presentable time, they'll fuck around and have to play them in the first round. And then Durant and Harden will be coming back.
I'm glad you brought that. I did not think about that shit. Holy shit. That would not be good. and if Kyrie decided to get the jab, good Lord.
It's going to be just our luck that Kyrie's like,
just our luck.
I woke up feeling over different.
Yeah.
You know, post the Band-Aid picture. We like, motherfucking.
He's like, I woke up and I realized it's not about me. It's about the team, and I'm going to do what's better for the team. I'm like, motherfucker. Like this would happen to us of all fucking people, man. Yeah. But I think that they have the tools to be able to. Like, one thing I said is this team has been motherfucking an offensive juggernaut. We saw that last night.
Yeah.
Like, when Vooch, Zach, and DeMar on, that's a legitimate big three. Like, we got 50-something points from DeMar and Zach alone yesterday.
Yeah, they shouldn't have let Orlando back in that game, though.
But that's what
they got real lackadaisical. They got comfortable, and that's what I'm saying. They know they good, and they feel like they could turn it on. But I'm just like, y'all not experienced enough to do that kind of shit yet.
And, like, and also, I agree with that is, like, defensively. That's why I don't think they can do this for 2 months, because the schedule's getting tougher. You out here with shootouts with bum-ass teams. Like, we won, but the Orlando Magic should not have 93 points at the end of the third quarter.
Not at all.
Like, that's just inexcusable. This is Cole Anthony and a whole bunch of scrubs. Wendell only plays well against us. Like, he does something crazy. If you look at the upcoming schedule, you've got Toronto off on Thursday. Now, granted, it's gonna be nobody in the fucking building, because look, man, I appreciate what the city of Toronto is doing, but give it up, bro. Kobe's not going anywhere. Just have them niggas mask up and fill the place up. But Toronto's really, really good. We had a tight game against them. They beat Miami twice in the last week. Then we got Indiana. Then we got a team that we've not beaten yet, and a team that's on fire, Philadelphia. And then on a back-to-back, you got Phoenix. Then you got Charlotte. Minnesota ain't nobody to sniff at. And you got Memphis, Miami in this month. So it's going to be tougher. So we're going to have to play defense. So I don't think this pace, they can really keep up. You know what I'm saying? And these defensive, like, it was what, 60 point paints? It's ridiculous. And I don't even want to blame Vooch defensively, because he's out there by himself. It's like, how much do you want him to do? And I really feel like the last couple minutes of that Magic game, he was a catalyst. He was stepping up on the defensive end. He was closing that paint up. But we can't have that consistently. So that's the issue that I have going forward.
Kind of like Draymond said in his interview with JJ, he was talking about the power of a swing pass. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, that's exactly what Orlando was doing. Motherfucker touch it, they letting that bitch go. That's how they was getting their open shots.
Yep.
Like down the stretch, late in the fourth.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm just glad we ain't see no more of that, you know, bigging up the Magic on the chest shit and all this.
We needed to win for that shit.
I tweeted during the game, like, before the game started, like, dog, we need to beat them by no less than 25 American points. You know what I'm saying? I'll take the win. I'll still take the win. But, you know, that was just this was just one of those games where it's like, okay, you know, your little bro think he got you on that one because you faked it. And it's like, let me just show you his levels to this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I do think that Orlando's got a nice little competitive team. Like, they didn't quit.
You heard that word he just used? Yeah? Nice little.
Right.
Yeah.
My nigga, I'm glad you said this. Like, that was done on purpose. Nice little team. But like Stacey said, y'all got like 10 wins, bro. Like, chill the fuck out. There's levels to this shit. And I'm just glad they were out there and win. But I don't know if this pace, they can continue long term, man. But one of the other great things that happened yesterday, we were talking about the culture change, Keith, and like how the vibes are back. The vibes are really back. If you look at the new cover of the Slam magazine, it is Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan on the cover. It's a nice, dope article on there for them on there. They got a video that had the behind the scenes on the video shoot, on photo shoot. And this is the first time I remember two Bulls players on the cover at the same time, because all due respect to greatest player of all time, Scottie Pippen. What about the back game? All them Slam covers that Michael Jordan was on in the 90s, I don't remember seeing Pippen on any of them covers with him.
Not a one.
I don't remember that shit. And then in the D-Rose era, Rose had like 4 or 5 covers. And he was just there by himself. So this is iconic, man. So what do y'all think about this cover? And what is, significant? You know, I can't think of the word, man. I know Isaiah listening.
Significance?
Fuck you. Yeah, significance. I know Isaiah listening. Fuck you. I know you're going to tweet me. This nigga always fucking up words. Fuck you. I've been talking for 5 hours today. I'm on my third show. Anyway, what's the significance of this cover?
I would definitely say the significance of it is when the Chicago Bulls are good, man, it's great for the league, like, all over. Revenue-wise, vibe-wise, just league-wise, man. It's like when the Bulls are bad, it's pathetic. Like, you look at you watching the league all over the world, and you just like, man, something missing. But when the Bulls are good, when they great, it's great for everybody, man. So this is like, this is a big deal. That shit's probably going to sell out on newsstands and probably on Slam Online. Yeah. That shit's going to fly, bro. Like, everybody's going to have that cover.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, like, the truly the significance of it, right? So I went to the store. I went to Publix, you know, the other day or whatever. And in my mind, like, I knew. I don't look at magazines and shit like that just because, like, everything that I, you know, everything that you can look at, you know, as far as, like, stories and pictures and all this type of shit is on your phone. So if you want to, if you think that Slam cover is nice, you can post it on your Instagram. It's already formatted for your shit and all that, right? For the first time, and I don't know how long, because I used to be like a magazine head, like in high school.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
I was buying every magazine. Yeah, like I was buying Vibe magazines. Nigga, you put the right person on it, I'm buying that. So I was in the store and, you know, I hit the aisle and all that and something stopped me. And I was like, wait a minute. And that could be dangerous. Cause you know, I'll be having random knee injuries and shit if I stop too quick. So I stopped and I was like, let me look over here real quick. And I looked and I tried to find it. It wasn't on the shelves just yet. I expected probably to be there sometime like this week, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But just that moment for me to stop and say, let me see like if they have it, because I'll buy two of those right there. It mattered to me because this is Chicago Bulls. Like you said, when there's certain teams across sports that when they're good, the sport itself is better. And the Bulls are one of them. And I'm saying, I don't care if you grew up a Knicks fan and Jordan broke your heart a million nights. I don't care what team you root for. You know that when the Chicago Bulls are good and we're on TV and we have more primetime games, it's just better for the league. So it's definitely better for us. But that was one of those moments where it's like, you know, I always tell the story. Once like Kobe passed away, like my baby girl, she got into basketball like heavy.
Yeah.
Because she saw how like it affected me and how much I would talk about it and all that. Like she would ask me like, who was this? Who was that? Who was this? And I'm watching, you know, watching basketball. My son, he knows basketball. He'll come get me. Daddy, look, basketball. So I wanted to get that to show them like, look at this. Like, this is the, you know, and like, you know, kick it with them about that. So that's what it did for me. Like, that's a significance. I almost fucked up right there too.
See, so don't feel bad. Exactly. It's not just me. And my homie Isaiah be on my ass. Every time I fuck up a word, that's how you say it. That's how you say it. But I agree with y'all, man. It's a huge thing. It shows that this team is actually, you know, people give a damn about it again. And it also shows that it's an iconic brand. Now, I'm going to buy it so I can get the cover, you know, probably like find like framing or some shit like that. But I read the article on the site and, you know, just DeMar talking about like, yo, imagine how crazy it'll be if you win in Chicago. Cause I think, you know, and DeMar said that DeMar's like, I've only been here for a couple months, but I already know that this is a massive Chicago sports city. You know what I'm saying? And just even like when last week when Justin Fields was at the game, like just the whole love you see between
these
different teams and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's some love. And like when any Chicago team, I mean, it's a team that we embraced. This is a city we embraced hockey, nigga. Like we literally were Hockey Town USA for like 5 to 6 years. Well, you know, winning all those Stanley Cups. And it was the Blackhawks got black people in the hockey, bro. Like, niggas was legitimately watching Stanley Cup playoffs, talking about this team. Every nigga had a Patrick Kane or Jonathan Taylor jersey on during that time. And them parades was crazy. So, like, this team cares about sports. So, DeMar saying he's only been here for a couple months, and he picks that up. I don't even think DeMar has nobody on this team, because it's been so long since the Bulls have been in the playoffs. They have no idea how rocky the United Center is going to become.
No idea.
They call it the Madhouse on Madison for a reason. That place is going to be rocking. Remember, everybody was like, oh, well, the Garden was loud. Nigga, do you see the roof going to come off that bitch? The roof gonna come off that, especially if we're healthy. It's gonna be a fun time.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I gotta go up there for a game, dog. I have to. Like I've been to Atlanta. This month makes 10 years that I've been down here.
Oh shit! Atlanta. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Damn. You know, and so like the Bulls games that I went to, and I tell Scott this all the time. It's always like a Bulls crowd there. You know what I'm saying? Like even when you just walking in, you see a bunch of Bulls jerseys, new and old. When you sit down and you know you go to your seat. It's Bulls fans everywhere. And the Hawks fans, I remember the last time I went, dog, I felt so bad because it was like the nicest dude ever next to me. And he was with his son and we was smoking the Hawks. Like we was up like 20. And you niggas know me, man. I had a couple drinks in me. And I'm like, let's go, bum ass nigga. So every time I would say that. Yeah, so like my man would be like, yeah, man, hey, you guys look good. And I was like, damn, I feel like a piece of shit, man. Like, wow. Oh, I feel terrible. But at the same time, I was like, fuck the Hawks. So, man, you know.
Yeah, learn, man, a lesson. Yeah. Learn a lesson. It's going to be, man, it's going to be dope, man. And, you know, I'm going to be in Chicago for that. It's just, it's no doubt I'm going to be there. It's nothing like that playoff atmosphere. Hopefully the Clippers and the Bulls don't have a game at the same time. So, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully them schedules is off anyway. By the way, I saw the injury report, LeBron ducking me tomorrow, but that's a whole nother conversation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
hey, Luke Kennard to be there for you though.
You know what's funny? You're gonna laugh. I didn't know Luke Kennard was hurt. Obvious statement sent him multiple times a week. I had no idea. And then Pat was like, oh, Luke Kennard, but I'm like, wait, this nigga ain't even playing. Dead ass. I did not know. That tells you everything, man, you know about Luke Kennard. But wow. let's get to our next topic, man. We talking about Zach and DeMar now. All-star starters were announced literally after we finished recording this last week's pod.
Yep.
And we were wrapping up, and I text Mariano like, man, I'm going to run the TV, see if, you know, Zach's part of backcourt. Now, DeMar is a starter, so let's give a round of applause for DeMar. Shout out to Debo. But Zach is not a starter. They gave it to Trae Young. Now, here's my issue with this. I'm not saying Trae Young's not good. I'm not saying Trae Young's not deserving of an all-star. But them niggas are 12th in the East.
Mm.
And Zach is shooting a better percentage.
Mm-hmm.
He's averaging maybe 2 points less than Trey.
Mm-hmm.
He should be starter. Because I feel like when it comes to starter, winning matters. Now, when you guys listen to this podcast, the reserves be announced tonight. And we all know Zach is going to be a reserve. There's no doubt about that. So Zach can get his just due. But the funniest thing about it was they announced Trae Young as a starter, and they went to the commercial, and the very first commercial was a fucking car commercial with Zach LaVine. And it's like,
I dead ass thought you was about to say Baker Mayfield. That motherfucker's everywhere. Like
Baker Mayfield, yeah. more commercials than touchdowns. But,
man, get that motherfucker out of here.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about Zach's all-star snub? And just, I feel like he's being snubbed in general this year. Like, is as much as I love seeing DeMar get the press and he deserves it, niggas is sleeping on my boy Zach. I don't like it, G. He gets announced as the last nigga in the lineup for a reason. What do y'all think about his snub and just, you know, him kind of playing the background a little bit in the media coverage around him this year?
I'm going to say two things. One, I think him leaving Adidas and him being a shoe free agent, that might have a little something to do with it, maybe. And two,
good point.
And I told my homie this yesterday when we was working the game. I said, you giving me a lot of LSL, light skin language. Now, now you know he been hanging with Debo, and Debo was a little darker than him. So, you know, Zach been talking real dark skinned lately. So. They don't like that shit, man. They wanted him to stay light-skinned, so he started talking dark-skinned, and they was like, you know what? We finna snub your ass. And we're gonna give you some terrible all-star uniforms on top of that.
Oh, nigga, them all-star uniforms.
Shit you could buy at Ross.
So trash.
Trash. Terrible.
Yeah, Mariano, what you think about that?
So I'm gonna say this, right? Because y'all, I love Zach LaVine. Scott, you know, I was one of the first niggas. I had to talk y'all niggas off the ledge when we got Zach LaVine. You
and Pavi. Pavi
fuck
had
to Zach, day one.
Pavi had to literally, we was at a Lakers draft party when it happened. I had to literally be removed from the bar. Because I was like, these niggas traded Jimmy. Zach ain't even got an ACL.
And Zach, you already know. So shout out to Pavi.
I was talking about that trade.
I'm going to say this, right? I don't agree, and I'm going to just tell y'all full well, I'm biased. I am a Chicago Bulls fan. I will always go for the Chicago Bulls, so I don't care about any of this other shit. However, there's one thing, and maybe it's me being down here in Atlanta for the last decade, that I understand and I can see. Trae Young did one thing that nobody has done in a very, very long time. Even that team that had the 4 All-Stars and all this that got swept by LeBron, he did one thing. You know what that one thing was?
What's that?
It's not something that's going to show up on the stat sheet. He made people give a fuck about the Atlanta Hawks. They don't give a fuck about the Hawks down here, bro. They just don't. I'm telling you. I tell everybody, Georgia is Bulldogs country first. When the soccer team came in and won, they bumped everybody else down a slot. So it's them. It's Atlanta United. It's who now it's the Braves, because the Braves won. So now the Braves are back in their good graces. And everybody else falls in line after that. If the Hawks are good, it's the Hawks. if the Falcons are good, which when the Falcons good, but you know, it's the Falcons.
What happens, yeah.
Trey made people give a fuck about the Atlanta Hawks, which I think is a crazy feat within itself. So, like, you know, regardless of what I think Zach does deserve it, I'm glad Zach is there. Like, now that would have been a snub. If Zach didn't make it, we would have raised hell. You understand?
Yeah.
So I get it. I understand. Like, the fact that Atlanta has showed up for Trae Young and for these Hawks, I think that he's deserving of that spot. So I'm not mad at it. You know what I'm saying? And I like Trae Young. So I think that plays
a part.
Yeah, I like
Trae
too. Because if it was a nigga I ain't fuck with, I'd come over here and tell you, like, he ain't deserve it. So I can understand. I can kind of see where they went, you know, on that. I get it. If you had to give it to somebody in the starting, you know, with our team, you would give it to DeMar. Like, you give it to DeMar, like the starter. And then the second one is like, man, shit, if we got to give it to Trae Young, but Zach is right there, though. He right there neck and neck with him. So I get it. I get it, too,
from a national perspective. I just, you know, I'm biased. You know,
absolutely. Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, they have that debate on inside, you know, was Shaq is, he don't give a fuck about record stats. Was looking at the numbers. Sabonis should be starting. Like, Sabonis should not be fucking starting. Yeah, fucking man, like, and Chuck and Kenny about wins. That's what it has to do with. So,
yeah.
You know, ultimately, I'm just glad Zach's going to be in the game. Of course, we hit us. We all 100% expecting to be named as a starter. I mean, I start as a reserve tomorrow. But not only are we going to have two representatives in Cleveland in 3 weeks, we're going to have three. Because our boy, Southside's finest, Morgan Park's finest. Even though Morgan Park denied me when I was trying to go over there,
he ain't gonna never let y'all.
I'm never gonna. When my cousin is a fucking legend up there, it's a whole different discussion. I'll never get over. But whatever. Ayo Dosunmu is going to Cleveland. He's gonna be part of the Rising Stars game, man. And I just love everything about this kid. Every game we're seeing more and more that he was a steal of the draft. When he got drafted 39, I remember me and Mariano said on our post-draft podcast, you niggas fucked up. We told everybody. And even as happy as we were to pick, neither one of us saw him being this productive.
Yeah, like, not this early.
Nah.
He's not literally saving the Bulls season. I don't want to know where this team will be without Ayo, especially with the loss of Caruso and Zoe. He's stepping up defensively. He made a big three against Orlando to put the fucking game away. He's getting more confident. You can see he's been kicking it with Debo because that mid-range is getting nice of our game.
His shot looking a lot smoother, too.
And he's gaining the trust of the vets. Booch would not have passed that ball to him at the end of that game if he didn't have faith in him. Especially Booch had an easy shot. He passed it up. And that's everything we're seeing. So we see him get awarded for that. And then his comments out the game, like, oh, I'm finna be asking anybody questions. I'm finna be talking to everybody who's been there before, guys who are veterans who've been there over for me. It's great to see, man. And I think he can be a dark horse for a rookie of the year. I don't think rookie of the year is set in stone yet. I know Evan Mobley's been hooping. I know there's been other guys, but we got to really start talking about Ayo in this. So what do y'all think about not just Ayo's season, but him making it to the All-Star game and the Bulls having three representatives in doing the weekend?
Go ahead, Mariano.
I think that it's from a Bulls fan perspective, it's like we don't want to be like, yeah, we knew it. Because like with the way that he's been playing this season, he's definitely deserving of it. But I mean, we kind of been calling this shit the whole season, dog. Like, he plays like a vet already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even with like keeping his composure and like even going up to Debo and, you know, telling him to relax when you see him going back and forth with reps, you don't see rookies doing that all the time. You know, and again, like I talked about on the last episode, my favorite thing about him is the way that he can move without the ball.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he found himself open in the corner for that three. He was patient. He stood there. He didn't make a big scene. It was whatever. He stood over there, knocked it down when it came to him. His poise, his leadership, his talent, obviously, all his skills got him to where he is. And I think it's a great year for us, you know, totally, because I think, shit, we already over how many wins we had last season.
Yep.
Like, right 31. Now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's like we
32
we are
now, old. Though. 32.
You're right, 32, yeah. So we're ahead of schedule, and a lot of that is due to him, like we talked about before, dog. Like, he does so many things, dog. And a lot of that shit shows up on the stat sheet. He's not a guy who, you know, it's like, oh, they're empty numbers. He's not some Andre Drummond ass nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't have 20 points and 8 assists, but we lose by 30. It's like, nah, if he had those points and those assists, he directly affected the bottom line of that game. And I'm happy for him because I think it just adds to his confidence because it's like he came into the league looking like he belongs there. And this is just more validation.
I agree wholeheartedly with everything you just said. I really wasn't expecting him to play that much at all. But, you know, since we had all those injuries and since he was emerging and showing that he could play,
and since we got tips no more.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd have been on the end of that bench. He'd have been that nigga would have been having motherfucking Matt Thomas running point in the last couple games. Well, he can shoot. He's a shooter.
I got a hot take about Matt Thomas.
Let me hear it about Matty Ice.
And I tweeted it. And I just like be watching him in shoot arounds and him be warming up. And then when he get in the game, he make the most of his time, man. I really feel like Matt Thomas is going to save us in at least two playoff games. I feel that shit, G, because he take good shots. He don't rush them. If he not open, he not shooting that bitch. He passing it. He swinging that bitch. But when he do get that open shot, he knock that bitch down, bro.
I will say this.
I'm with that.
I'm going to tell you why this is a hot take. Because if Matt Thomas is getting playoff minutes, we're fucked. that means that something went wrong with Zoe and Caruso's surgery.
No,
AK ain't getting nobody at the deadline.
No. I'm saying like in the spot minutes that he get. I think he's going to get the same kind of spot minutes in the playoffs when he like
somebody
going to look
trouble
at the bench. Yeah, and he's going to be like, yo, we need some shooting.
Okay.
And they're going to throw Matt in there, and Matt going to go like 4 for 5 and just – take us over the top. I really believe that shit. Like,
I mean, that would be a good moment. It would be like, remember that Kyle Korver 3 against, not comparing this nigga to Kyle Korver, but Kyle Korver 3, the first playoff game of 2011, we started off slow as fuck. Mm-hmm. And this is like when the Pacers had Danny Granger and Paul George.
Danny Granger
was a dog.
PG was still Danny Granger's number 2.
Yeah.
And we weren't playing well at all. And it was like a 9-point lead with like 3 minutes left. Pooh was like, fuck this. And this nigga went on to tear himself. And then like he went to the whole defense collapsed, left Kyle Korver wide open, kicked it out. Roof nigga popped off the United Center. Yeah. And one of them big ass ones. Bring the red t-shirts back for the playoffs. I hope they do the red t-shirt. I still got mine from that game.
Okay.
2013. I still got mine. Like every Bulls playoff game I've been to has been triple overtime. The first one I went to was Game 6 against Boston. And I was in the fucking nosebleeds, nigga. Like, and that's
still one of the best playoff games I ever seen.
That's the infamous Jesse Jackson game. If anybody who knows my Jesse Jackson,
that was not
a false story. That is true shit. Every part of that story actually happened, but. Yeah, man, I think it's, you know, it would be fun to see him. I'm just been thinking about what type of moments is it going to be. You know, I really hope your death day scenario of us seeing Brooklyn in the first round don't happen. But
I don't either, man.
Nigga, give me Boston.
I thought about this shit a lot yesterday.
Nigga, give me Boston first round.
Give me Boston right now. You sign me up for Boston right now.
Toronto, nigga. Give me one of them niggas in the first round. I'd be mad as hell. They dropped to like 5 or 6. And then all of a sudden, KD, MCL feel better, Harden better, and Kyrie like, you know what, I'm putting my
They dropped the new technology. Like, oh shit, you can just get a new MCL now, and you'll be good, man. Now. It's like, oh,
that
okay,
would
of course.
Be peak Chicago sports, man. Peak.
It would.
But
it definitely would.
Io's just been, he's been great, man. I just love everything about the kid. I love that DeMar's taking him under his wing. He even said in the press conference yesterday after the game against the Magic, he was like, yo, motherfucking, you know, when we lost the last game to the Magic, I was on the plane with DeMar. DeMar was talking for 3 hours, the whole plane, and telling him how we can get better. And we were just talking about basketball. And like, he just wants to learn. He's like a sponge. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be real. Like, you know, we all know Kobe on the trade block, you know, but I'll be real. I love Zoe, but he might be a big baller brand model in 2023. If Zoe keep hooping, Zoe might be part of that Nikola Jokic signing trade, like low key. He might be part of that Nikola Jokic signing trade. He keep hooping
so
like
look,
this.
So the thing I have with Zoe, man, and I hate on have my own show because Pavi beat me to the punch because I've been saying this shit for a while. And Pavi was like, man, if he get work on his mid range, that'll just unlock his game. I've been saying this shit for so long about Zoe. He don't shoot mid-range. It's threes and layups and passes and defense. That's it. Mid-range, he don't fuck with it. If he do, that motherfucker's an air ball or it's just straight missing. If Zoe get a mid-range game, man, he'd be fucking unstoppable.
Yeah, that's the thing about Zoe. Like, Zoe be smoking layups, G. Man. Zoe get all his points off three-pointers, G.
But that shit damn near automatic, though.
No, it's automatic.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'll be like this.
He makes up for the mid-range. We got the mid-range god in DeMar DeRozan. Absolutely. So whatever, he makes up for that defensively. He makes up. And one thing, you know, I like the no-looks the IO's doing, but Zoe's a magician. Like, Zoe be like.
Yeah, he's different.
Throw that bitch up. Like, we haven't heard Shot Slammer Gemma a lot from Stacey because the master of Shot Slammer Gemma, the architect, Zoe, has been on the fucking bench.
Zoe be passing that bitch like, you remember the Max Payne game when they had bullet time? Throw that shit down. Like, he be throwing that shit down the court. Like, it's like, yeah. His passing is sweet.
That's why Magic Johnson himself said he reminded him of him. Like, Zoe's passing game is fucking elite, It's elite. So, last topic before we get into our preview of the next week of games. Trade deadline, buyout deadline. When y'all hearing this a week from now, will be the trade deadline. Now, NBA insider told Chicago Tribune that they have no idea what the Bulls are gonna do because it's so hard to guess what Arturis Karnasovas is gonna do. AK got some Serbian shooters on deck. Like, we heard the little. The only two rumors we have, and it's probably bullshit because we know AK don't tell nobody shit, was one, the Bulls are still trying to get Jeremy Grant. And the one I heard this morning is that there could be a Troy Brown Jr. trade for Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah.
We heard that, you know.
No. For what?
Let us think about Schroeder. I wouldn't, quote unquote, go for the trade, but Schroeder is decent defensively. And he had his best years with Billy Donovan. That's not saying I want the nigga or nothing, but I would at least understand. But we don't know what the fuck AK and Eversley are going to do. What is y'all prediction? Give me one prediction on what's going to happen this time next week for the Bulls on trade deadline. This is one prediction of what you think.
This is tough because the old Bulls regime, we can all – count down 3, 2, 1, stand pat. Like, and we would know that we're not doing this.
And you always heard rumors with them.
Or they bring back Mike James.
Yeah, or we find a way to get James Johnson again. Like, we'll just find a way to get him in trade, like, just something like that. So, I think that I have zero idea on trade market as far as, like, what we're going to do. I'm completely stumped, and it's a good thing because usually when, like, there's a lot of rumors out there, nothing happens. And the teams where you don't hear their name at all, in those last little couple hours, you start to see people tweeting and saying, oh, the Bulls are sending this to this and getting this in return. So I'm expecting this to be one of those type of deadlines, the same way we got Vooch, where I woke up and was like, we did what? When? Like, what you mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's going to be something like that. But I will predict for the buyout market, it's too much surrounding his name to, like, for this shit to not be kind of true. I think we'll probably end up bringing Millsap in. You know, and just another body. We talked about this before. Like, I feel like it's gonna happen. It's not something that I'm sitting up like, oh man, please announce this news. Like, you know, let's get it done. But I feel like, you know, the connection, you know, the connection to AK is like, I feel like he's gonna bring him in just to see what's going on, kick the tires on him. But trade market, I have no idea.
I got one. If I'm gonna get to you, Keese, I'm give you a big prediction. This could be. Okay. I could be wrong as fuck.
Okay.
But fuck it. I'm just
going to say some wild shit. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, that's perfect. I'm going to say some wild shit too.
Wild
now, shit. AK gets away with murder. Like, this nigga got Derrick Jones Jr. and a first pick for Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah.
So this is my prediction.
Okay.
I think there's way too much smoke about this Jeremy Grant shit for at least not to be true. I think the Bulls get Jeremy Grant without having to give up Pat Williams. I do think that we give up Coby White. And a couple of picks in a package with some other things to get Jeremy Grant. And we still get Schroeder to make up for the backup point guard for this time that Zoe is going to be out. Hold on. And I'm not done. And then on the buyout, we do get Paul Millsap.
Paul Millsap, yeah.
So I think it's 3 or 3. I think we get Grant, Millsap, and Schroeder by this time.
If we just end up with Grant,
that's a
sign me
Grant,
up.
Right, Grant slam.
So if we get Grant. Listen, man, we get Grant and, you know, and then like
Millsap,
Millsap and Schroeder. Yeah,
then you get Pat comes back mid-March.
We going for it.
That's going to be a fucking insane.
Then you get Zoe come back. Then Caruso come back. Then you got a lineup of, look at the picture of this. Then you got Lonzo Ball, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Javonte Green, because I'm still starting him. Jeremy Grant, my bad. Jeremy Grant starts.
That's my dog right there.
Yeah, Jeremy Grant starts. My bad, I'm tripping. Jeremy Grant starts, and Vooch is your starting five. Then off the bench. You got Ayo, you got Schroeder, you got Caruso, you got Millsap, you got Javonte Green.
And then that's the bench mob on steroids.
That's the bench mob. And if niggas getting foul trouble, you got you a Tony Bradley come out here and get you foul. You got you a Tony Cook come get you foul. You might have your Matt Thomas game if he gets in foul trouble.
Man, listen, then AK we pull really this shit off. He good in every hood. Man.
Yeah, then we really ready for niggas. Then it's like, let's now we got the defense. And damn, we got
Scott,
the
why you had to say this shit? Now you got me hyped, man.
Hey,
I tried to keep it cool.
I have
I tried
no
to be like, man, I ain't expecting nothing. I don't want no problems, man. I'ma just wait.
I have no sources. I could be way off on this
one. He's saying this shit now, and then a week from now, he's going to drop that explosion shit right with Elmo and say, listen to Hood Woj when he speak. That's
Now, if it happens, if it happens, I'm talking so much shit on the next pod.
Man,
I'm just saying, nothing would shock me about AK, man. So that's my hot take. Keys, what you got, man? One up that one.
I can't have went up because I was going to go straight left with this. Speaking about AK and Mark Eversley. Mark Eversley taller than the motherfucker, by the way.
Oh, he is? He don't look like he's tall.
Bro, he's taller than a motherfucker. He got to be like 6'8", bro. That motherfucker.
God damn, nigga, straight up.
That motherfucker. Wow. Bro, he's taller than the motherfucker.
Hey, nigga, because you ain't short, nigga. If you say he's tall.
Okay.
That motherfucker tall.
Okay.
So this is my thing. Now, they was talking about him. He was trying to get back in the league. This was like a while ago. I want to say sometime like last year. And I was in a strip club with him one time. He was cool to motherfucker. But I was like, we need an athletic. We need an athletic four. And I was like, well, since AK don't really spew shit like that, I was like, shit, he fuck around and be like, yeah, we signed a Larry Sanders.
Larry Sanders, nigga. That's fucking hilarious. Not damn like, mad at me.
Bro, I wouldn't even be shocked by that shit. Like, for real. But what you just predicted, that sounds real good.
It's
man.
A guess.
Man.
That sounds guess. Really good. Really fucking good.
We like, find a way to get Jeremy Grant, dog. I don't give a fuck who else they throw in. I'm dead
The
serious.
Only issue that I had with Jeremy Grant
we'll is... We'll be random, because he want to be the man somewhere.
He got one more year on this deal. He said he wants to be paid like a number one option, which is good luck, nigga. He even said... And a funny thing I saw was like, he didn't want to go to Lakers because he don't want to share anything with AD and LeBron, which is hilarious. But also, it's like, nigga, this not a real trade because Lakers wouldn't be like, you know what? You don't want to be our third option. We're not going to trade for it. Nigga, the Lakers need Jesus right now. They'll take anybody if there was an option to get him. Yeah. But that could be a talk. Our tourists might have get Jeremy on the phone like, y'all got them Serbian shooters. G, I don't want to have to do this. G, like, you get down and lay down. Well, what it means to say, stay properly. What hand you roll up with? Like,
what
hand you roll up with, G? So I don't. One of my favorite Stephen A. quotes is, I don't want to overreact too much, but I'm going to overreact anyway. That's what I'm doing. You know, fuck it. It's been a great season. Let's just go full throttle.
Fuck it. Go all in.
Yeah.
Go all in, man.
Especially if you can get him. I think especially if you can get him for something that you don't mind giving up and not having this summer anyway. I think, like, why not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Definitely, man. Let's get to the schedule preview. Now we're gonna go up until next week, next Thursday. We're not gonna. I want to record like probably next Friday, so we can talk about the games and the trade deadline.
Okay.
So let's go over the next week of games, man. Tonight, as you're listening to this, they play Toronto. In Toronto, we'll go around the table, man. Mariano, how you think this one plays out?
Hey, man, these niggas ain't finna lose in front of
nobody.
You know what I'm saying? I think Drake gonna be there still. It's like probably. Drake, Messiah, Trey, and two, three people in the whole
who's
shit.
Who's this DJ? Future the Kid?
Yeah, Future the Kid. We're not about to go out there and lose in front of nobody, dog. We gonna get this W. When y'all hear this shit, you're gonna be like, yeah, they beat the Raptors. We got them.
Okay, so
they gonna beat the Raptors, man. Led by Fred VanVleet. They gonna beat them, man. I'm not even worried about them, man.
Yeah.
Like that's a W, man.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna go the other way because I'm going the other way. I think when I get too high on these niggas, I gotta come down back to earth. I'm thinking Pete Bulls. We're like, nigga, you should lose nobody in the crowd. That's exactly what the fuck they gonna do. They gonna lose nobody in the crowd. Like you said,
think it's gonna be a close game or
it'll be a close. It's always gonna be. We ain't getting our ass kicked. But
okay,
it'll be like Fred VanVleet. He gonna have a smooth 33. Like Fred VanVleet look like every barber ever. Like
he just got
that smooth cut. He gonna have a good game. And it's going to be close, but we're going to do some stupid shit at the end. Like,
Follow him on the three, get a 4-point play.
Yeah, something stupid. Or Zach and his Ted Ginn hands.
Oh, nah, man. Oh, you know, man.
Zach ain't gonna see no holes in the crowd, and he just don't lose.
Right. Zach gonna lose it. He gonna lose it.
Where's the motivation?
DeMar gonna get off because they're in Toronto, but he gonna be those boots gonna get hold. It's gonna be something that's gonna piss me off. Then we got back-to-back Friday in Indiana. How y'all got that plan out?
Indiana be tricky, man, because I like what's the dude named Chris Duarte?
Duarte.
I like his game. I think Sabonis is out. Miles Turner still out. They got a lot of injuries.
They got a lot of injuries. I think
they got a lot
out.
Of injuries. Yeah. So that's it. That should be a landslide.
Yeah. Easy. I would say that. I would say so too. I would say that this would be the game that I predicted that we had against the Spurs. This would be like that double digit 10-11 point win, where it's like, we should win this game convincingly. Not predicting, some 30-point smoking or whatever, but like, 10-11, 12-point win. We should get this, they're missing people. They're missing, like, key players. Now, if they was healthy, I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. But, give me yours.
I'm going Bulls, but it's going to be close. Like, until these niggas prove to me they can hold a lead, I ain't picking them to blow out shit. Like,
that's fair.
It's going to be some niggas we ain't never heard of go crazy. Because Zach want to not pass the ball half court. There's going to be some shit like that. But we will win this game. I will pick them to win this game. This Sunday on Pro Bowl, because nobody be watching the goddamn Pro Bowl. They play – only my brother watches the Pro Bowl. That tells you everything you know about him. He's a human. But
shut up, nigga.
Right, exactly. Exactly. We got Embiid in the Sixers coming to town for – matinee, 12:30 game. Well, it's 2:30 in Chicago, 12:30 out here. Sixers, they're one of the top teams in the East right now, man. It's a team we've lost to twice. We have not had any answer for Embiid, and we've been – them fake three-point shooters been sending us to God. How y'all got that going?
Yo, that motherfucker, what's his name? Bizak? I don't know his name.
Yeah, I don't know that nigga name, but I know what you're talking about.
Yo, when they played Philly – I was tweeting my ass off that day. Yo, they was making me so mad. I was like, who the fuck are these dudes? It was him and another Pakistani motherfucker with a missile on his backpack. I was like, man, what the fuck are these dudes? Smoking us from the three-point lines. Yeah, I was so frustrated.
I'm glad you clarified that last part, by the way. I was waiting for you to clarify it. The three-point line.
Yeah, they was they was smoking us, G. But I'm gonna be at that game. I'm gonna be at that game and at Phoenix game. So I'm gonna keep you up to date on that one.
Yeah, I want to see how it's gonna go. I'll be watching that before I get to watch Giannis in person. At the crib. I see him. Okay. I get to see Giannis in person. And I'm going to have to talk to him about that Grayson Allen shit. I'm going to pull Giannis aside.
Yeah, nah, like, dead ass.
Let me holler at you in the alley real quick,
just,
bro.
Just a real quick, hey, talk to your man.
Talk to your man. You my man, G. I was looking for you in the finals, but you need to do that. Mariano, how you got this game going?
Well, the thing about Joel Embiid is that not only is he playing to prove people wrong about, his performances in the playoffs, he's proving people wrong about the whole Ben Simmons shit that's going on, where it's like, no, this is my team. We're going to be able to, win these type of games. And I do see him willing them to a win against us in that game. I got us losing that game to Philly. I'm not going to, predict, whether it's going to be close or, whatever. But I do think Philly will probably win that game. Joel Embiid is on another planet right now, dog. Like, he's too consistent to bet against right now. So I think it's one of those type of things. Like, if we do win that game, I will be happy.
I'll be elated.
But I'm staying away from that game as far as, if you're better.
If you're better,
leave that game alone completely.
But I will say this. Always bet the over until the Bulls get healthy.
Yeah. It's going to be a marathon out there on that court, for sure. So,
or if Tony B come on his game, it's over with, huh?
Yeah, man. I just think Joel is, too much right now just for the league. So, I'm going to take us to, I'll concede that one.
I'm going to concede with you just because I think Embiid is going to be way too much for Vooch. I think Maxey is going to be eliminated from the game because he's going to be another one who's welcome to IO Island, as I like to call it now. A lot of niggas have been on IO Island. I think he's going to be on there. But like Key said, they got so many random niggas who just kill us from 3-point, and we're the worst at guarding three-point line.
Like Amir Johnson used to smoke us. He was that nigga turned into Bruce Bowen against us every time he played, no matter what team he was on, too. Corner three,
fired our ass up. And like both games we played against them this year, we were healthy except for like the second one Vooch didn't play. Vooch, you know, but the issue is we had a hard time guarding a three-point line then, and we were healthy. I don't even want to imagine what it's going to be like on Sunday. Yeah, so, man. I don't know if it's going to be close or not. I can see them beating our ass, but I'm going to go with Philly.
Yeah.
For this one. And then the next night, it's a back-to-back. We got the number one team in basketball coming to town, Phoenix. Keith, how you got this one shaking out? That State Farm agent, Christopher. Hey. And Devin, not Zach LaVine, Booker, is coming to United Center. How you feel?
Hey, Chris Paul going to show Ayo why he a rookie.
I agree with that.
He definitely is, bro. He going to teach him some shit. He not going to talk to him like Bill did, and then he take what Bill told him and then just do that shit. Chris Paul ain't going to tell that boy shit.
Chris Paul's
just going to cook him. Yeah, he is. He definitely is. But he can
talk about it on a podcast or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's an L though, man. That's an 88 degree L in Arizona. Even though they're gonna be here in Chicago, that's an L, bro.
Yeah. It's hard for me to see a situation where Chris Paul is coming to this game not telling his team like, "Hey, I know they got a rookie over there. He all the hot shit, but we not about to lose to them, and we damn sure ain't about to lose to them because of him." So I can see this being a game where Ayo probably gets frustrated because Chris Paul is a frustrating motherfucker on and off the court, because I never met the nigga, never played against him, and I have my problems with him. You know what I'm saying? So I can just imagine how it's going to be like on the court. I'm going to go ahead and concede this one as well. Devin Booker is definitely not Zach LaVine. I'll get that out your mind right the fuck now. But right, yeah, I'm going to concede this one.
Chris Paul was in my face a month ago and said nothing because he's a punk. Now I'm playing, but he was in my face. And if anybody who saw my IG story, I had the Curb Enthusiasm song during his layup line. But I'm going to go against the grain. I got the Bulls. I'm going to pick the Bulls. And this is why I'm picking the Bulls. I think that right now they're on an 11-game win streak. I'm trying to see the Suns' schedule for the rest of the week so you can understand where I'm coming from right now. So they're 41-9 on 11 game win streak. They got Atlanta and Washington before us. I think they're gonna win both of those games. They're gonna come into this in a 13 game win streak.
Okay.
And they're gonna take a loss to us. We're gonna break that win streak. It's gonna be an extremely close game. Extremely close game. And I do believe Io's not gonna have the best game. I think CP3 is gonna give him his welcome to the NBA moment. You know, you still a little nigga, and he's gonna do what he's gonna do. But Devin Booker is gonna be a fraud, and Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan are gonna show you why they're one of the best tandems in the NBA. And I think it's gonna be one of them. It's gonna be a back and forth game, but it's gonna be too much for Book and CP3 to go against Zach and DeMar. So I think that we're gonna be able to pull out a close one.
I hope you're right, man.
I wouldn't be shocked if we go to OT. This is gonna be a really, really good game.
Yeah, okay. I hope you're right. And I'm not mad at that prediction either, because like, could I see that game going that way? Absolutely. But just my gut feeling right now is telling me like, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Man. Last game, the preview of the week, is the game before the trade deadline. It's in Charlotte. This is an ESPN game because they thought it was going to be ball versus ball, but Lonzo is out. So how do y'all think this is going to go, man? We beat the crap out of them last time we played them early in the season. Lonzo outplayed his little brother. But no ball, no Zoe this time, man. So it's going to be Io versus LaMelo. How you think this is going to go, Keith?
I think that's going to be a high-scoring game because Charlotte, they don't really play too much defense. They get the ball up and down. I think that's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm going to say Zach going to have, like, 40 that game.
Okay. So you got him winning?
Yeah, I got him winning.
Okay.
I got him winning that game. As long as Miles Bridges don't get, like, one of those assists from the other ball brother.
Yeah.
They take the crowd over the top. If he get one or two of those, we probably gonna lose.
I hope Jordan. And I think they're gonna win.
Shout out to RTB MB.
I would love to see Mike there watching this old team. And we talked about this in like the beginning of the year when they asked Jordan when he's promoting his new tequila, which I have yet to be able to find. Mike, hook me up because
Sincoro.
LeBron is that Lobos is good. Shout out to Keys. Keys was the one who got me that Lobos for my birthday. You and my nigga Marcus. When I had my birthday, I had two bottles. Remember, I took them with me. And right, so this nigga took the liquor, but I had two bottles of a Lobos, really, really good tequila. But okay. I need some for Mike. But it'd be dope to see that. Mike said that the Bulls are gonna be really, really good this year. So I wonder if he's gonna be at the game to see the team that made him a legend. So yeah, you know.
Big Jeff.
And guess what, nigga? Mike, you was right. We're gonna be really good. We're gonna come in there, we're gonna beat the Hornets. Listen, dog, I seen Mike leave, you know, late in these games because these niggas been fucking up his parlay.
Especially that
prepare game for another one. If you betting on the Hornets, don't take them with the points. I don't even know what the line is right now, but don't take the niggas with the points, man. We gonna beat them. We're gonna make a statement. I got us winning that game for sure. And I'm not mad at that. Zach going for 40. Because, like, yeah, that's one of those games for sure that he'll
Zach
get
loves
up for.
Playing in Charlotte. Remember that last game?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, hitting all them threes late in the game and shit. So, yeah, I can see that. But I definitely will say this is a W.
I'm going to go Bulls going to win this one, too. I think it'd be a close game. But I think we're going to win this one by double digits. I don't like, Charlotte's a team where, like, if they're hot, like, you know, they're very hard to beat. But they're streaky. Yeah. They're a streaky team. Like, even that game against the Lakers last week, well, Mike walked out. They had like a 20-something point lead.
And yeah. Just don't let Miles Bridges dunk on a nigga I care about. That's right. All. I just don't put a nigga I care about on the poster. That's all.
Don't have Miles Bridges.
You can get a breakaway dunk because I like Miles Bridges. Like I like him a lot. I like his game.
Best rapper in the NBA.
Easily. It's not even.
I apologize, Dame. He's the best rapper.
I was just about to say what.
Yeah. I apologize, to Dame.
Yeah, just don't. That's all I want. Remember when I asked the Bulls to keep it under 10 with Milwaukee? They listen.
Yeah.
Don't get dunked on by Miles Bridges. Please do that for me.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a good game, man. I'm looking forward to these next couple games. I'm waiting for these rumors, man. I'm going to be locked in on Thursday.
Nigga, just dropped the – I ain't going to lie. I might not read no more rumors. I'm waiting for the shit you said to come true, really, to be honest.
My trades that I made up in my head, I won't be asleep this time. Remember last year?
Yeah,
slept through the trade deadline because I didn't think that was gonna happen, and niggas thought I was dead.
Niggas was like, man, that nigga Scott probably think we found the picture of him with braids or some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, his phone going off, he got his notifications. Bruh, like,
I woke up to like 6 missed calls. I had like 20 mixed texts. I was like, nigga, who the fuck died?
Yeah.
And like Mariano was like, nigga, we got Vooch. And I had like my brother was like, motherfucker, we got Vooch. Wake your bitch ass up. Like, and I go on Twitter, I got like 30 mentions. Nigga, like, what's got it?
Yeah, so yeah.
I will be up watching the trade deadline with everybody. So I'm looking forward to that. Maybe when we record next week, we got some new members of the team, man. So we'll see how that goes, man. Keith, thank you for joining us, man. It's always good to talk to you, bro. Let them know where they can find you at, anything you got going on, all that.
Sean Keys, Instagram, real simple, it's 10 letters in my first name. It's SHAUNKEESE. I got some more shirts dropping. I ain't dropped the shirt that Scott like yet, but
I like the last one. Look, this is the thing. I know what you're doing. Look, I do not put my if I don't like something, I will tell you. Like, I'm not gonna have you out here.
Hey, you know, like I saying? Told you, I appreciate that. Keep it a buck with me.
I could be the nigga like, yo, that shit decent.
That shit fire,
man.
That
shit fire, nigga. It's like, that shit stink. Yeah, I don't have my people out here like that.
Real nigga. Yeah.
It's dropping some shit for the ladies. It's some real shit starter shit, but I think the ladies gonna like it. I got some shit on standby already.
Okay.
I also got my erotic readings dropping. Should be dropping Friday, part 3.
Okay.
But yeah, man, that's all I got, man.
Okay, man, definitely, man. As you know, to follow us, you know, follow me on Twitter at Barb Chair Scott, man. When you're listening to this, a new I'm Not Gonna Hold You is out right now. I've got a co-host, the homie Big Wise, man. Wise joined
the
me.
The one and only.
We dedicate a segment to Tom Brady. What I mean by dedicate, y'all know, if you follow Wise, his hate for Tom Brady.
Oh boy, yeah. So, I'm ready for that. for that.
I had my I was basically my version of Vin Diesel at the end of Fast 7, mm-hmm. driving off with Paul Walker to Tom Brady. And I was, you know, giving side note to my dog. We talk about NBA.
Went the whole other direction.
Yeah, Waz went the whole other direction. You know, so check that out. That's available right now. Mm-hmm. No summer sessions this week. We keep telling y'all that me and Pat will be covering the Clippers game. So there will be no summer sessions this week. We'll be back next week. Mariano, let them know where they can follow you, man.
Yeah, man. Like I said, you know, at Mariano Bivens on Instagram, at Mariano 2Ns 2Os on Twitter. We just dropped the episode of Rap Names. Today we're recording this on with a Wednesday,
and, which I have yet to be on. We're still waiting.
Yo, Scott, yo, you coming on so soon? I'm telling you. We was talking about on this one. We talked about the Cam High 97 freestyle.
Okay.
Benny J. Cole, State Property, the album turned 20 years old. One of my favorite classic albums ever.
And y'all niggas don't realize that's
we talked
my
about
shit.
50 Cent because 50, you know, a while back he was talking about he was top 10, this, that, and the third. And we broke down exactly where we think 50 is top 10 at, and it's not rap. You know what I'm saying? So we talked about
it's
that.
It's a St. Patrick cinematic.
Yeah, so
universe.
Two men, because you know what I mean? Yeah, we had a good conversation about that, man.
Definitely, man. Definitely, man. Also, 79th and Hallis, we got part one out right now of our new era two episode series. We got the homie JJ Stankovic from Colts.com. He tells us what we can expect from Coach Fuchs. And guess what? We've got Coach Fuchs on the show, nigga. We got the new coach. Coach Fuchs is on the show.
Yeah.
My brother had a short interview with him, so check that out. Part two will be out on Friday. We're going to have a homie Jason Leisure from Chicago Sun-Times. We joined. And we got the general manager. Ryan Poles will be on the show in episode two, man. So I told y'all the price of the brick is going up.
I want you to put the word back out there.
Put the word back out there, man.
Back up.
Episodes 196. We're a couple episodes away from episode 200. We're going to do something special around training camp. So if you're in Chicago, you might want to be in Chicago in August. We're going to have something special. Check that out in August. I'm gonna tell y'all Scott. when we get off. I'm gonna tell y'all what it is when we get off.
So wait, Scott, this is starting to feel like, stop me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
This starting to feel like when you seen the turnaround for the Bulls in 2020.
Oh, it's, yeah. It's check, look, like that. Look, we not playing with niggas this year. I've been trying to tell y'all, we not I'm playing with niggas.
It's going up.
We got Coach Loose and the GM on the show. Mm-hmm. We had the legend David Kaplan on the show. It's just a matter of time for El Jefe Justin Fields shows up on the show. Give it time. So, you know, a lot of big things on deck, so look out for that. Shout out to everybody at the Bears. This is going to be...
I might even retweet that shit too, man.
Right. For anybody who don't know, he's a big Michigan guy. So yeah, he's anything anti-Ohio State.
And it's going to be tough, but because I fuck with these niggas, that just going to show you how much love I got for my niggas.
That's
love. That, you know what I'm saying?
That's love, yeah, man. So check that out, man. So we'll holler at y'all next week. Me and Mariano will be back. We'll break down the last week in basketball, and we'll talk about any new additions we have on this team, man. So we'll be out. Keith, thank you for joining us as usual, man. We out.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.